My name is Niku. I'm 10 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Wei Tang. I learned that you should always be generous to others, even if you're not getting anything out of it except happiness. Wei Tang's roommate is very helpful to her. That is important to me because it tells me how much her roommate cared for her. It is also important because it shows me that people aren't always mean. Wei Tang was born in China and went to school there. When she was in kindergarten to fifth grade, her favorite subject was Chinese. Every day she came home for lunch and she usually took a nap. When she was in 6th to 8th grade, her favorite subject was science. Wei Tang did not play in sports. In her last, when 9th to 12th, her favorite subject was also science. For college, she went to the USA. When Wei Tang came to America, she met her roommate. Her roommate was very kind and said to Wei Tang that she could borrow her things. With her roommate's help, her 4 years of college in Pittsburgh were great. Now she is done with college. Wei Tang eats rice at every meal to remind herself of her homeland. Wei Tang loved pizza in China, but in the US she doesn't like pizza. Wei Tang loves watching sports but does not play any. When I think about Wei Tang's story, I realize that her roommate assisted her a lot. That is a big act of kindness. It is important for us all to be helpful to each other. I also hope that our Storybox interview experience, all the fifth grade will learn the same lesson. Thank you, Wei Tang, for sharing your story with me.